Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Need expert advice on your family's health? Speak to us today. Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, ministers are meeting today for their first cabinet meeting since July, and it's certain to be a very busy parliamentary term this autumn. Political editor with the Irish Examiner, Elaine Loughlin, is here to take us through what's on the agenda and in the months ahead. Elaine, thank you for joining us. The first thing I want to talk to you about is an issue that the cabinet are dealing with today. Media Minister Catherine Martin briefing the cabinet on what's been happening at RTE and the progress of the various reports and inquiries that she's launched. And you're reporting that RTE is expected to lose up to €21 million in TV licence fee revenue by the end of this calendar year.
Yes, it's understood, Claire, that this is what the Cabinet have been briefed on this morning at their away day in Avondale and Wicklow. As we know and as we've heard in recent months, since the controversy arose around Ryan Tuberty's payments and also the barter account, it does appear like members of the public have decided or have been opting not to renew their TV licence or not to take out new TV licences. And we've seen millions lost already, but what ministers have been told this morning is that that figure could reach up to around 21 million by the end of the year in lost revenue. And also the media minister did bring the annual accounts, the latest for last year, and the state broadcaster recorded a 2.8 million deficit last year. And obviously that came well in advance of the latest issues that arose in recent months around practices within the state broadcaster. So it's concerning for ministers, concerning for the government, because they had been aware that financial assistance will be needed, will be required, but this is really a significant amount, and the level of bailout really will be quite substantial that will be required.
Okay, and I see our colleague Paul Cunningham saying that the minister wouldn't say on the way in how much funding the government is prepared to allocate to RTE, but she did pointedly say that she wants to see absolute concrete reform at RTE in order to rebuild trust, and we know that that will be a precondition around any funding that is allocated.
Yes, certainly. And she told reporters on the way into that meeting that an ask is on the table from RTE, but that she will have to consider it, members of government will have to consider it. And again, she stressed the need to re-establish public trust. And she stated again that that trust has been eroded and that RTE will have to put in significant work to regain that trust and regain the public confidence.
Okay, Elaine, let's look at some of the other issues then facing the government. We have learned that the former cabinet minister, Richard Bruton, is not going to run again for Fine Gael in the next general election. But he's just the latest, isn't he, in a line of Fine Gael TDs to announce that they won't be standing. And given that we have the constituency redraw now from the Electoral Commission, there'll be a real scramble for replacement candidates in Fine Gael.
Yes, we've had a long list now and a growing list of members of Fine Gael who have decided or have announced that they won't be running in the next election. As you said, Richard Bruton announcing last night at a local meeting that he will not contest the next general election. And he joins the likes of John Paul Phelan, Brendan Griffin and others who've already come out. And it's interesting because you always have a certain level of attrition ahead of a general election, but it usually comes much closer to the anticipated poll. We are possibly a year and a half out. It depends who you speak to. You know, there's been rumours that we could have an election as soon as next March, April. Speculation around the summertime. I think most people are drawing the conclusion that we could have an autumn 2024 election. But of course, this coalition can go as far as March of 2025.
And that's what the Green Party leader wants.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting in the months ahead how the three parties deal with this, because ultimately it'll be up to the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar. but you'd imagine he will have to keep both Taoiseach Micheál Martin and Fianna Fáil and Green Party leader Eamon Ryan on side, especially if he's thinking ahead to what follows the next general election and whether they can again cobble together a coalition. And as you said, Eamon Ryan has made it clear in the Sunday Business Post that he wants to go the full length, that he would like to have a general election in spring of 2025, and that's really maxing out the government's term in office. It could cause friction if either one of the other coalition partners decide that they'd like to go slightly earlier, whether that autumn 2024 is preferred. So I think all commentators and members of the media will be keeping a tight eye on what is said, both amongst government ministers and even backbenchers, because sometimes you can get a swell from within the backbench TDs that puts pressure ultimately on the party leaders.
Yep, anything could happen.
And may cause stress.
Anything could happen in relation to when the next election might be from now, certainly. Back though to more immediate issues, Elaine, and road safety will be weighing heavily on the government's mind. We know the intention is to review speed limits. Liz O'Donnell here from the RSA on this programme was calling for an urgent review of rural speed limits, but it was interesting that she said there would be war over this. Do you think that there's likely to be any political pushback?
I think it's very interesting, the measures that have been put forward by Minister of State Jack Chambers today. Now, they haven't gone to Cabinet yet. It's expected that they will be put to Cabinet in the next week or two. But reducing roads that are currently 100 kilometres an hour to 80 kilometres an hour, and then the more local rural roads from 80 to 60. It's a significant change and a change in mindset, I imagine, when they are introduced for motorists to adhere to. But ultimately, I think the government will have to take action given the awful tragedies that we've had even in the last few weeks, Claire, across our road network. I think everything is now on the table with Minister Helen McEntee as well, looking at issues. We know that extra funding has already been allocated to the GoSafe vans. Penalty points, that system is going to be revised. And as I said, Minister Jack Chambers has already put forward the proposals to bring down the speed limits across our road network.
And staying on the subject of roads, Elaine, before the summer break, we were beginning to see tensions brewing in the coalition over delays in the delivery of road projects. And the blame for that at that time was squarely being laid at the door of Eamon Ryan and the Green Party. Do you think that's going to be an issue again as we head into the autumn?
I certainly do, Claire, because I think you'll see this tension. And as I said, it all centres around a general election and what parties can get done before the next general election. I think you will see a further push from the Green Party to maybe introduce the more climate friendly climate action measures, because they know ultimately that they are the smallest party in government. And if you look back across the history books, smaller parties tend not to do well immediately afterwards in the next general election. So I think they will be seeing this as their one opportunity to introduce change. And certainly one of the flashpoints is around the road infrastructure and how Transport Minister, who happens to be Green Party leader Eamon Ryan, spends the money in his department. He has been focusing on, you know, the introduction of cycleways, more walkways, public transport, but we have had serious rumblings within both Fianna Fáil but especially Fine Gael around the fact that they see the minister as perhaps dragging his heels slightly on upgrading local roads, which they see as key priorities within their constituencies. So I think you will see further grumbling perhaps at the Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael parliamentary party meetings. And of course, their first chance to maybe vent these concerns will be next week when they both parties have their away days or their think-ins starting next Monday with Fianna Fáil and then towards the end of the week with Fine Gael. But I think certainly the focus has shifted since December when we had the changeover from Taoiseach Micheál Martin to Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. People within government and of course in the opposition are now in election mode, and especially since the constituency reviews and the new boundaries have come into force or have been published, people know exactly where they'll be canvassing and who they'll be targeting. And I think the focus is definitely on the general election and the messages that they can go out with to the general public.
It certainly has changed the mood, hasn't it? There's an urgency around all of that that wasn't there before we heard from the Electoral Commission. The other thing there will be an urgency around in the coming weeks is the budget, of course, due to be delivered on the 10th of October, Elaine. And when I was talking to Cliff Taylor from the Irish Times yesterday, we were discussing whether Ministers McGrath and Donoghue might find it easier now to sell a more modest offering in the wake of the news that corporation tax was down in August. Do you think that that's a factor in that?
Yes, and I think perhaps that will be something that they might not openly welcome, but I think both Minister Michael McGrath and Minister Pascal Donoghue will probably be able to now feel like they can use the figures that came out yesterday. And it's a billion less funds in, or billion take less taken in corporation tax compared to August of last year. Now, the government were expecting a slight decline in corporation tax receipts for August of this year, but the Department of Finance did say in their statement that they weren't expecting quite the level of loss or decrease. So I think both ministers will be able to go to their fellow colleagues around the cabinet table and say, well, look at, there are the first indications here that what had been probably a theoretical threat of declining corporation taxes is perhaps starting to show in reality now, and we need to be careful with what we spend. We can't maybe be as flahoolock as we were last year with a lot of those once-off measures. And it's about expectations now, managing expectations, both from ministers who will want a large pot of money to spend again ahead of a general election, and also the general public, who last year received multiple once-off payments, whether it was from child benefit, energy credits and social welfare payments. So there is a large expectation that those will be repeated again this year. But we already know that the same pot will not be available. And while there will be once-off measures, they perhaps won't be as generous as they were last year.
Well, Elaine, I expect we'll be having many more conversations in the coming weeks and months to tease through all of these issues facing government and all politicians in this new term. But for now, thank you very much, Elaine Loughlin from the Irish Examiner, for joining us. Coming up next, Harry Barry and Anne-Marie Craven will have advice for young people on protecting and minding their mental health.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.